Welcome to session three, demo four. And in this demo, we're going to be taking a look at DevOps. And what I've got on the screen, this is Visual Studio Online. And what we're looking at is the source code for GPS image tag that's being stored in the Git repo inside Visual Studio Online. So besides storing my code, I can also work on project items. I can manage the work, the burn down rate in our task for software projects. Besides that, we've got build and release. That's the one we're going to take a look at next. So I'm going to click on that. So what we have here on the screen right now, this is the Xamarin Android build definition that I've already kind of defined here. To get this set up, basically what I did is I clicked on new, selected the Xamarin Android template, click on next. So one of the options I want to make sure to set is the continuous integration. So anytime I do a commit from Visual Studio, when I commit that code, this build process will be automatically kicked off. So I've already kind of done that work. You don't have to actually create that. One of the things I want to do is I want to kick off a build here. So I'm going to do that next. So click on Q build and we'll go OK. So I'm in queue to basically run this build. So we'll have to wait for that to be queued up, but we don't have to actually wait for that. We can go back. So to take a look at the steps, let's drill into that. So to do that, I have to get and click on the edit option here. Okay, so these are the build steps in the Android build definition here. The first one is the Xamarin component store. So this is responsible for fetching all the components for us that we may use inside our Xamarin application. So a few things here, it's been disabled. So in order to enable that, I'd have to click on that. We don't really need to do that. The other thing here, what I've got is I've got some variables I defined for the email and password. So if I go into the variables tab, basically setting these up. So basically I would enter in the name of the variable, entering in the value. And so you can see here that this value is being hidden. That's because I've actually turned on this locked icon to basically hide that value there. That's one way to kind of secure any kind of sensitive, you know, password or login credentials there. Let's go back into the build and we'll walk through each of these. The next one is the NuGet restore. So it's responsible for fetching all the NuGet packages. The important thing here to note is I had to set this up to 3.5 build RC2 in order to work with the current stable version of Xamarin Forms to basically fetch the NuGet packages properly. The next following that is the build step for the actual Android project. So this is the Xamarin Forms Android head. So the options we've got enabled here is we want to make sure to specify the correct MS build here. The important step here is out of the box, this is kind of set to default. So make sure to set this to JDK 8 to make sure that is set up correctly. And that is all there is for this step. The next one is the build step for our unit test project. So this has been disabled. But what would happen here is basically it would build this project and then any kind of artifacts would be put into this temporary folder for us. That's important for the next step. So the next step is the Xamarin Test Cloud. So here, what we're doing is we're pushing up our unit test from this build into Xamarin Test Cloud. So you can see I'm making reference to that here. So these are kind of defined in the setup instructions here, but most of this information you would pull from the Xamarin Test Cloud portal to kind of get some of these, like the Team API key and the devices would be pulled from Xamarin Test Cloud. Again, this has been disabled. It's not necessary to run it through the demo. The next option here is the signing and aligning APK. So this here is responsible for packaging up our APK and signing it with the key store certificate. So with that, this is important for when you are going to publish it out to Hockey App or to the store. That's what's important for this step to be enabled. And then the last step is the Publish Artifacts step. And this is responsible for taking all the artifacts from the previous build steps and dropping them into a temporary folder into our server. And you'll see that in the next part as well. So we'll go into the build and release folder here. I should say the build and release option here. And what this is these are releases. So when I run the build, one of the things I want to do is I want to release the app to an environment. So it's the responsibility of this guy to basically deploy my application to that environment. So what I want to do now is I want to show how I created this definition. So basically what I did was I clicked on create release, and then I clicked on the empty template here, clicked on next. The want to make sure I got the right build onto the right project. And then the other option I want to make sure to check mark is the continuous deployment. So when the build completes successfully, it'll kick off this release. Of course, I don't have to do that. I've already done that work here. So let's kind of drill into what's inside this release. So I'm going to click on edit. So you can see here, I've only got the one environment defined. You have multiple environments defined here. So I've got the one step set up here. And basically what I want to do is I want to set up the connection to my Hockey app. And then I want to pass in the app ID pulled out from the portal. And as you can see here, this is, so if you remember back into the build, we had it set up to drop everything into a drop folder. Watch what this is. This is taking that our Android APK file and pushing that out into our Hockey app project. So basically Hockey app allows us to publish apps out to our team, so to QA or to stakeholders, to basically try out the app. And it also allows us to basically track crashes and set up custom events. So let's kind of dive into Hockey app portal there. So this is the Hockey app portal. And what we have here is this is the Android team project here. And what we've got is we've got one release defined right here. We've got our crashes here. Besides crashes, you can also do custom events. So these are events that we've defined in our application. So I could put a custom event around a feature, for example, photo taken here. So let's take a look at where we would define that inside our Android application. So I'm going to go into the code. Going to go into GPS image tag. We're going to drill down into the mainactivity.cs. So if you remember, we had that app ID from our portal. So it's that same app ID that we pull from the portal is used here as well. So you can see here, basically what I need to do is I need to register Hockey app with that ID. And then for any custom events, that's how I would approach that there. It's to set up the custom event there. So with that, we covered a few of the features inside DevOps. We'll get back to looking at the results of our build inside demo 6. So look forward to seeing you then.